Nolte, Mount Rushmore is doomed to the 1619 riots. By John Nolte on June 23, 2020. There is no way Mount Rushmore can survive the insurgency of left-wing domestic terrorism currently unfolding in our country. We have crossed the Rubicon and there is no going back, no putting the toothpaste back in the tube. With the ongoing 1619 riots that were sparked with the death of George Floyd, the establishment media and elected Democrats finally did it, finally decided to show their true colors and desperation by openly embracing, championing, and encouraging violence. Before the 1619 riots, as a country, on the right and left, we all agreed there was one line that could never be crossed, that we could never, ever, ever condone or encourage violence of any kind. You see, we all knew that was the slippery slope to hell. We all knew our civilization and democracy depended on, regardless of the cause and our personal opinion of it, the ideal that we would defend anyone's right to swing their fist right up until it touched the tip of someone else's nose. Gandhi and Reverend Martin Luther King understood this. What I mean is they understood Western civilization could be made to see the light through peaceful resistance and civil disobedience. They understood that our culture was a culture of conscience, of ideas, of nonviolence, and that in the end our hearts would be changed if the only way to defend immoral ideas, colonialism, Jim Crow, was through violence. On the left today, most especially in the media, that culture King and Gandhi knew it could appeal to, is dead. The left are all thugs now, the media are terrorists now. Violence is acceptable now, and there's no going back from that. You see, Gandhi and King pursued the moral goals of self-determination and individual liberty, the laudatory goal of freedom. If your agenda is a moral one, nonviolent protest will succeed in a civilized country, because in the end, civilized people see the light. The modern left's goals, the modern media's goals, the goals of the terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter are immoral. Are the authoritarian goals of tyrants who want to tell us how to think and what to believe, what we can and cannot say. They want total control of our children by way of a failed school system. They want total control of that which shapes our culture by way of an entertainment institution that blacklists those who think different. They want total control of political speech by means of tech fascists. And they want total control of our government by way of cheat by mail, removing the Electoral College, killing the filibuster, and expanding the Supreme Court. The left are now the woke Taliban, and the woke Taliban cannot achieve those goals through nonviolent protest and civil disobedience because those goals are monstrous. So they are forced, like the Bolsheviks before them, to resort to gangsterism and violence, to terror and lies. And that was always the case with our leftists, not liberals. I'm a liberal in all kinds of ways. I'm talking about leftists. But, you see, right up until the 1619 riots began, no matter how much we disagreed on anything, our media, academic, and political institutions were able to agree on the fundamental and moral idea that in order to remain a civilized country we drew the line at violence. No more. We now live in a world where a very public Black Lives Matter organizer, Sean King, can openly call for the destruction of Christian churches while Twitter allows the call for mob violence to remain published and the media protect King and Black Lives Matter by ignoring it. We now live in a world where Democrat politicians are doing nothing to stop the violence in their own cities, where the police are obviously being told to stand down as lawless mobs gleefully stream the statues they topple and monuments they desecrate, where a big city mayor sides with the terrorists who occupied six city blocks filled with hundreds of businesses and private residences. We now live in a world where violence against President Trump and his supporters is openly encouraged by the media. We now live in a world where a New York Times Pulitzer winner celebrates the idea she is the gasoline fueling the desecration of churches and decimation of Black neighborhoods. This is all happening right now. In America. In this environment, Mount Rushmore cannot survive. All four men carved into the Black Hills of South Dakota Hills have been labeled problematic by the left and media. This includes Abraham Lincoln. Already the location of Mount Rushmore is considered problematic because it was once land that belonged to the American Indian. Already the man who sculpted Mount Rushmore is problematic because, although he denied it, he was once a member of the Ku Klux Klan, which means he was once a Democrat. The 1619 riots are here to stay. The media and the Democrats who run America's major cities see Antifa and Black Lives Matter as their own personal brown shirts. Their way to political power, which means these terrorist groups will be allowed to fester and organize and terrorize. And eventually a Democrat president and Congress will agree that Mount Rushmore needs to come down, or needs to be returned to the Indians who will then dynamite it. Or we will one day see a group of these left-wing terrorists succeed in dynamiting it. There is one way to stop it. Only one. Come 2020, the American people must repudiate this terrorism at the ballot box. Must annihilate the Democrats in such an overwhelming way it will be 50 years before they resort to violence again. Remember, it was 50 years ago Democrats used violence to try and preserve the Jim Crow South. But that's the only way, and the polls right now are not encouraging. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.